recorded live right here in Little Rock, Arkansas, is Larry's Rants, Raves, and Reviews. And now, here is Larry.
Hey, everybody!
Jesus loves you!
What'd she say?
I think she said Jesus loves you.
You're at the right podcast! All right, folks, we're having fun tonight. It's election night. We're here at Randy's house at our studio. We've made a big pot of chili, and we fed everybody. We've got all of our biggest, hottest fans out there, you know.
I think we our only fans yeah,
well,
out there.
You know, who knows?
This is live. I mean, this is not recorded. This is live.
This is it. This is it. Well, folks, welcome to the show. We're going to have a good one tonight, and we've got some things to cover with you. You've heard... Too big to rig, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, I've never bought into it, Randy. I just refused to buy into that because 2020 was supposed to be too big to rig, and they did it anyway.
I thought they did.
Well, one of our folks...
I think they did anyway.
One of our folks tonight walked over and said, hey, what do you think about 2020? I said, have you not been listening to the podcast? She said, yeah, I have, and I agree with you. You know, and I'm not going to pound on that, beat on that drum very much, but just to let you all know, we're in the middle of this, in this election. It's 8:30 Arkansas time, and we're starting to record here on election night. And I got to tell you, my gut has been in knots all day.
Yeah, mine has too. You know, people have asked me all day, what do you think? I said, man, I don't know. I'm nervous.
Well, Randy,
it's
well,
just
we're
people,
having,
yeah. people are voting this other way. You
well,
know?
Well, we're
it's
having a
crazy.
Lot of fun, okay? We're having a lot of fun, but also... The America hangs in the balance. I mean, seriously.
Right.
Everybody has always said all my life, well, now one election does not change the destiny of a country. But folks, when you've had Hussein in office twice, America was dumb enough to elect him twice. And then they put in the puppet, Joe Biden, and stole it last time.
Right.
Okay. How many more can he serve?
Right.
Because you know if Tommy Lawlaw gets in, she's nothing more than a puppet.
I know.
Okay? So I'm just going to tell you, it's not too big to rig. I've been looking over some of this stuff, you know, stealing the 2020. Rudy Giuliani said that he had proof that the 2020 election was rigged, and they wouldn't allow a lot of this stuff. There was 3 hours missing,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this isn't brand new news that I'm bringing to the podcast tonight. No. This is older stuff.
Right.
But 3 hours of missing, there was thousands of votes. Out of 12 hours of view,
mm-hmm.
3 hours was missing, and the judge wouldn't even listen to it.
Larry, I think people got to realize that all they've got to do is just get one part of this. It's not like they got to rig the whole country.
Oh, yeah.
It's just these certain few states,
yeah.
And it's like playing a poker game, you know.
Yeah.
And if they can just cheat with one or two cards, they
yeah.
win.
Yeah.
They win.
Yeah. Nathan Wade, the special prosecutor for Georgia, you know, he's mm-hmm. admitted already. This was back in a couple of months ago. I'll just say that he said, "Hey, I met with the White House before we brought all these charges."
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how can America survive without a good, proper, and fair election? I mean, it's just not too big to rig.
Well, we've got to win this tonight.
We have
I
to.
I mean, I know this is going to air, you know, the way we're recording and stuff, and we're going to be doing segments throughout the night, and the next segment may be a whole different flavor of what's happened, you
yeah,
know.
Right.
But right now at this time, which is what 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
our time when yeah. we're actually recording this.
Right.
And we'll be doing another couple of segments, but we're just going to kind of give what we're feeling right now.
Well, and Randy, I'll just go into this next idea that I've got is if it's not too big to rig, how stupid is America? I'm just putting it out there, okay? If you don't like it, tune out, okay? I mean, seriously. How stupid is America? Okay, I'm looking at the map. Let me help you out here.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Trump is 51%, and this is on the electoral map, okay? And Kami Lala is 47.9. There's only 100,000 vote difference with 58% reporting. How on God's green earth can anyone in North Carolina
cast a vote?
All of the FEMA money went to Ukraine. All of your tax dollars went to Ukraine, and you've got guts enough, you're dumb enough to actually vote for her?
I don't know what to say. I mean, it's...
My God, man.
I get it. I guess they are. I guess it is pretty dumb.
What more does America want? Under Trump, we had world peace. We had no wars. We had more freedom, more liberty than we could ever dream of. More security that's out here on our streets under Trump. The greatest economy that America has ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Dear God, we were just cashing our checks and whistling zippity-doo-dah. Lower regulations for us small business owners.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, lower taxes.
Right.
More patriotism.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We were proud to be an American. What more does America want? And they can't even re-elect this man?
Well, I think I hear that girl praying this.
You better be calling on Jesus and bringing him. I got to tell you, and all of this, Randy, was done with Trump fighting his own party.
Right.
The first 2 years, Donald Trump was in office. He fought with the Republicans as much or more as the liberal demi-communist.
Well, it's just, I mean, you know, you got the rhinos in there, too.
Oh.
That's what he was fighting with.
Unreal. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, last podcast we left off, we said we was going to talk about election fraud.
And did we?
Yeah, we did. Okay. You don't remember, do you?
No.
We've done so many.
We've done Christmas
and
New Year's.
You know, we'll just keep rocking along.
We've got some good shows coming up, though.
Yes, we do. We do. And outside of the U.S., I've got to tell you, in the free world, do you ever hear of people who don't believe the election results? It seems like only in America do we question them.
Well, of course. They don't have to deal with the Democrats.
Well, there you go. It's interesting to think about, but it's also depressing to think about it in the way that we do.
Well,
I hate to think about our government and our election system the way it is.
Yeah. The other thing is too, when the communist countries, they, you know, if they did what we're doing here, they'd be put in jail.
Sure.
So they can't.
Yeah.
They can't. I mean, Russia may have an election, but you know. It's talking about rigged. I mean, it shouldn't even be an election. But we're getting there.
Yeah, well, we really are. And you know, if Kami Lala wins tonight, I got to be honest with you, we're on a rocket ship headed for hell.
We are.
I'm just putting it out there tonight. It's not the doubters that are depressing. It's the very fact that there's reason for doubt in America. You know, I was sharing with someone over a bowl of chili just about an hour ago. I said, you know, it seems like up until Hussein was elected, we had some pretty good elections.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think if we go back in time a little bit, when Hussein was plugged into office, I think that was the first election that we saw really go dirty. I really do. And then after that, it just kept dirtier and dirtier until finally the 2020 election, they stole it in front of our faces, and then they have flaunted it in our face for the last 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why everybody that keeps saying it's too big to rig, I'm like, no, it is not.
Yeah, it's scary.
Elon Musk, let's quote him. I like Elon. He's kind of becoming a superhero for me. Elon Musk says that if Trump is not elected, this will be the last election and it'll be over.
You know, there's some truth in that. I mean, they'll probably still have elections. But the thing is I don't think if you look at how combined and organized the Republican Party is right now, that's supporting Trump, and look at all the people going to his rallies and all that. Can you think of somebody else that could pull that next time in 4 years?
No, not at
no.
all.
No,
not at all.
So what's going to happen in 4 years?
But let me remind you, it's we the people that are running out to these rallies. It's we the people that is supporting Trump. While our rhinos that are up there in office are just up there in la-la land with commie la-la and doing absolutely nothing for us. For 3 or 4 years, we've had control of the House, and now we're looking at the election and all the fraud that that we think is going on right now. Mm-hmm. We've had years to clean this up, and yet we have done nothing.
Well, I just hope he gets in and cleans it up. I mean, he knows it.
Well, one of the reasons that Elon Musk said that this could be the last election that we have is because I drilled down and did a little more research. I'm like, why in the world would he say such a blanket statement? But if you drill down, what he's really saying, Randy, is the fact that they're going to take enough illegals and spread them out and put them in the swing states.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, get it.
Sure.
They're going to do that, and therefore swing states are no longer swing states, because then they don't have to steal it. They don't have to have the mules bringing in thousands of ballots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the ways that they rigged the 2020 election, and they tried to have it in the lawsuit and on all, but they figured out that the mail-in ballots weren't even folded. They had proof that the ballots had never been folded and put in the mail. Okay? Well, now that's a pretty serious thing right there. So, in other words, they just decided they wanted to do. Did you listen to Joe Rogan's podcast with Trump?
Oh, yeah. I did some of that.
All 3 hours?
I didn't listen to all 3 hours.
Buddy, I listened to it. I was on my way back from Texas.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. Lay back and have a smoke that thing. It was awesome.
I heard it was.
The parts I heard.
I heard the clips of it.
And I will tell you this. If you'll listen to that, you'll see a side of Trump unlike any side you've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he sat there and just visited and everything, and it was a fabulous 3 hours. It was a wonderful investment for me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that Trump said, and he actually said, I don't know if Elon said this to me, said it to you on the podcast, or if he said it to me in private, but one of the things that he said is that he, and now this is Elon Musk, Mr.
Right.
Computer Genius himself, okay?
Mr. Money Man.
He said the only way to have fair elections in America is to go to a paper ballot.
Right.
Now,
I believe it.
Now, old Larry, dumber than dirt Larry in Little Rock, Arkansas, I didn't say that. I'm only repeating what Elon Musk said.
Hmm.
And you know, last show we talked about that. And I got to tell you, I'm not so for. I've been waiting to ask you on the podcast if you listen to this or not, because I might have a surprise for you.
Well, I listened to it several times because I edit it.
Well, and that's good. Okay. Now here's what I'm going to tell you. No, I wanted to know if you listened to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh.
Because I might have a surprise for you. All right. Trump says that if he is elected, within days of going into office, he's going to open up not only the JFK files,
mm-hmm.
he's going to open up the Martin Luther King files.
Yeah, I heard that. I did hear that. Oh, yeah.
Did you like that, folks? Yeah. Now, he said that he opened up the JFK files and started perusing them. And he said, there's a lot of stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Rogan asked him, why didn't you go ahead and open those up to the public? He said, because they begged me not to, because some of the people that fingers would be pointed at are still alive.
Still alive, right.
Okay. Our corrupt system, folks, So I just wanted to throw that out there for you because I really felt like that you might enjoy that.
Well, I think, you know, when we had the five things you do as president, that was one of the ones I said was to open up those files.
And I just wanted to let you know that.
So me and him are on the same page.
Well, I think Trump probably possibly listened to our podcast.
I think that's what it is.
He got that idea from you.
He did. Either that or he did. Somebody did.
And I have a feeling that when you and I run next election, we're going to draw those same big crowds, okay? All right, let's go to commercials.
We got to like and subscribe to do it. Like and subscribe.
You need to like and subscribe. I hope all of our fans in the other room have liked and subscribed. We got YouTube. Yeah, we got YouTube. We got Rumble. We got all the podcasts, so be sure to put us in your library. Like, subscribe, pass us around. Tell all your friends about us.
Wonderful. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Bobby's Country Cooking. It's like Sunday after church at Grandma's, except it's Monday through Friday, 10:30 to 2. Homestyle cooking with generous portions, entrees, sides, and desserts to die for. Dine in or get it to go. We're in the West Chase Plaza at the corner of Shackelford and Markham. Bobby's Country Cooking.
Okay, folks, we're back. And so far, Randy, we're looking like Trump has 226, according to Newsmax, 226 electoral votes, and Harris has 108. So I've got to be honest with you and tell you that I've been predicting it's either going to be a blowout or they're going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we did the one show that was the three scenarios. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
And you and I were driving down the road the next day, and we got to talking, and you looked at me and said, "Hey, man, there is a fourth scenario."
There is a fourth scenario.
And I said, "Well, what is it?"
He wins.
I never mentioned that. I never thought of
that.
No,
you didn't. You focused on the negative.
Yeah,
I
guess so.
Well, Larry,
that's just, I'm normally Zig Ziglar, but, you know. Well, let's talk about some corruption that we've seen this election. You know, on the national side, you know, I guess I would start out with Hussein and Big Mike.
Yeah, that'd be a good place to start.
Well, you know, he had 8 years as president. He took 4 years to bash Trump and then 4 years of playing the shadow president under Biden after he got him installed. They've become very wealthy as they have torn down America. I think he's a traitor. He's a liar and a backstabber, if you really want to know. And, you know, he came out in October and made this big splash about, you know, to all the black men.
Right, I saw that.
You ought to be voting.
He was getting on to them.
Yeah, getting on to them. You know, and when we started this podcast, people said, "Larry, don't get on racism too much," and this kind of a thing. But, you know, if you have to talk about racism some. Because when is this kind of nonsense going to happen? You got him lecturing black men because of the color of their skin.
Mm-hmm.
If racism is ever going to go away, and I probably say that as long as there's sin in the world and as long as we're going to live here, racism's going to be there, okay? But I also believe that racism is kept alive by people like him and others because it's a multi-billion dollar industry. I would never walk up to somebody and say, "Hey, Randy, you need to vote for Donald Trump because he's white."
Right.
I don't care if he's lime green with purple polka dots. It doesn't matter to me. I'm voting for the person's brain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Big Mike, Michelle Obama, she comes out, and during the DNC, as they were installing Kamala, she said, "Well, you're racist and you're sexist if you don't vote for her." I'm neither one. I'm not voting for the woman because she's too stupid. And it just seems to me like since childhood, Obama has been programmed to destroy the U.S. And, you know, here's a story, and I'm going to put this out here. Carol went to Kroger here, it's been a couple of months ago, and she was standing talking to a young man, probably about 30 or so, and he's Kyle's age, our son. And in fact, they played football together out here at Joe T. Robinson. He happens to be a young black man. And he and his little daughter was there. And I can just kind of envision the picture as Carol was telling me this. She said, you know, she was kind of standing there bouncing around from one foot to the other, you know, and just playing and things like that. And this black woman walks up and interrupts their wonderful catching up conversation kind of a thing and looks at the little girl and says, "Now you be sure and tell your mom and dad to vote for Kami Lala because she's black." Now they're going to say, people will tell you that she's not, but she is, and we need to vote for her.
What'd that have to do with anything?
Well, thank you for making my point, because honestly, I got to tell you that if, and I got to say, thank God I was not there, because had I gone to Kroger with Carol that night, I would have filleted that woman to the bone. The insanity, the stupidity that that woman showed, the audacity of her actually acting like that and addressing a child. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you want to address my grandson, you better have my permission or you better be acting right.
Right.
Okay? Because I'm very defensive over that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God I wasn't around.
Mm.
And
yeah.
But I'm like, why? I mean, that's pure racism in and of itself. I don't care what color you are. Racism comes in all shapes, colors, and sizes. And that woman was a pure racist.
Huh.
Well. To ask for someone to vote, okay, and yet they're asking us to vote for someone that's not even a black person, okay? So I don't get it. So anyway, I wanted to share that story with you. Here's some corruption that we saw. Jamie Raskin, a congressman, said, "Hey, let them vote for Trump all they want, but we're not going to certify the election."
I heard that.
Okay. Now, it has since come out and said, well, now, he really didn't say that. And I know there's a lot of AI out here that can, you know, play with lips and do different things like this, okay? But here's what I'm going to tell you. I watched that video, and unless AI is a lot smoother than I think, he actually sat there and said it.
He probably did.
I would have to think so. Mm-hmm. You know, you said the other day that we needed a fourth R on Larry's rants, raves, and refuse.
With rumors.
Yeah, with rumors. Well, there you go.
Well, let me tell you, getting on that, let me tell you what happened last night. Me and Michael White went out and set out signs.
Yeah.
And this is at 10:30 at night,
mm-hmm.
Because people have been stealing his signs right here in Little Rock.
Right.
Right,
he's running for
Chenal
state rep.
Yeah. And Rolling Road and all in there. So me and him loaded up at 10:30 at night, and we set out probably 30 or 40 signs, all different areas in West Little Rock. And so then, it started raining.
Yeah.
And it was raining the first thing in the morning, 7 o'clock. It was raining, and... So I had to go down Rolling Road at 9 o'clock. Signs were gone. Somebody had pulled those signs up.
Wow.
They didn't want his signs out there.
You know, he mentioned that the Liberal Democrats were running behind him, taking down all of his signs.
Well, that's more... I mean, it's part of the election fraud when you get out... I mean, if you can't do it one way, you do it the other, and it just, you know, it's all fraud.
I think we just need fair elections, and that's it. You know, if I run for office and you give me a whooping, I'm going to go home and take it like a man.
Well, all I know is that, what time is it now? 9:30 p.m. This is going to be maybe a long night.
Right.
But, you know, he's already having problems with the count.
Yeah.
So,
right.
That we've been getting texts on. So, I don't know what's going to happen there.
Right. And I'm not saying that everything around is corrupt, but there's just so much corruption. We've got to address this. But the one thing that I can say is I really believe that if Donald Trump does win this, and according to right now, it's 242 Trump and Harris is at 108.
Mm-hmm.
So it's looking pretty good that we're going to get our country back and have a real president for a change. That's if he can continue with this and get, you know, actually in office. But he better come out swinging. He better hit the ground running full speed.
Well, the big thing I see is, and I wish I should have put this in one of my five things to do as president, but is to make sure that we get some overhaul of this election system.
Absolutely.
For the country. It's been this way.
Yes.
Go back to some kind of paper ballot. Fine. If you want to make a machine read it, that's fine. But the thing is, have the paper so you can go back and get the rebuild.
Yes.
You always have, you know, when you're in banking, you always have a way to go back and rebuild.
Right.
And you always have a check and a balance thing. It's not this, you fill it out and then all of a sudden it's gone into whatever land.
Yeah.
And here's the results.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems like what we're getting, and especially in a lot of states. So, they keep talking about it, but nothing happens. You know, it's like the time change. Everybody talks about change. Let's leave it alone. Leave it alone. Leave
right.
it alone. And then never,
yeah.
You know, they never do anything with it to
right.
get it to leave it.
Yeah.
So especially in election time, but they need to do something with
and,
overhauling
you know, if we,
it.
If we do want the electronic voting, give both parties and independent people the codes to everything to where they can make sure that everything is running proper.
It just needs to have some kind of a check and balance.
Well, you know, I've got a bunch.
And it's
got
to be better than the hanging chad.
Yeah. Well, I've got a bunch of stuff here, but somebody sent in a report that they got a text out in California that said they're planning an actual blackout time for today.
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
Yes.
You know, and you're taking a look at these things, you know, but here's another one that some more corruption that I think is corrupt. You know, Mitch McConnell says that he's going to step down after the election. Did you hear that?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. He says that he's stepping down, but honest to God, I think the only reason that he wants to is so that a liberal like himself can be appointed. You have to remember that Mitch McConnell fought tooth and toenail against Trump every step of the way.
All the whole time.
I mean, he brings
he was a
whole
thorn
new,
in his flesh.
Oh, absolutely. He was a whole new definition of rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Fought against Trump all that he could. And so I think all he really wants is so that he can get another liberal in there and a puppet that he can fight Trump as well.
Well, you know, we just heard that looks like Ted Cruz has won Texas.
Okay.
So, you know, does that mean we get the Senate back?
I believe so.
Is that what you're seeing on that?
Yeah. I got over here to this one website. Let me look here. And and then we won another one some place. I forget where that place is at. But right now it's GOP 48, Dems is 36. So we're looking pretty good. We've gained a seat, and the Dems has lost a seat, but I believe someone else called a race that is not included in there. And, you know, and then taking a look here in Arkansas, we're on the casino issue. You know, we're talking about, and I'll just bring this up, casino issue, it looks like, you know, we voted against it, and it looks like it's going to win 4.
Right.
But Randy, you take a look at all the ads that was pumped into Arkansas.
No, that's what made me vote the other way.
Lies, lies, lies.
I said, somebody, whoever's pumping this has got a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
And it's probably not right.
Yeah. We voted for the lottery issue, and it's actually winning big time. It had no chance. French Hill, he's winning his district by about 50,000 votes, but you got to remember, I think that we said that he had raised like $2.5 million, and the other guy had raised like 50,000
right.
or something. So that's not a real vote of confidence, French Hill. So I'm going to say that it could be that if somebody comes up against you, you're possibly going to get beat sometime fairly soon. So anyway, we have some of those elections that was going on. The planned power outage, somebody was reporting out in California that it was going to take place November 5th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And I saw somebody on Twitter that actually was talking about that, that it was happening. You know, some other corruption that we see, here's somebody that said a 90-year-old man in Turlock, California, was reportedly attacked by men because he had Trump signs in his yard, you know? Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest with you, there were people that were absolutely terrified to put any kind of Trump signs in their yards or on their cars because they didn't want them vandalized. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of America that it seems like we're living in. Lindsey Graham started a lawsuit, if you will, or at least a hearing on the fact that multiple people with ties to Iran that is related to hacking the Trump campaign computers and things. I mean, they're investigating that. Why in the world is America putting up with this kind of nonsense? You know, then you've got the rhetoric that Biden came up with that says we've got to lock him up. Mm-hmm. Well, Lord, after that one, you notice that they put Biden not only in the back in the office, they put him in the closet. They're not even going to let him come out. And so, you know, you've got an awful lot of things, and we can kind of wrap this session up. But, you know, Trump, he holds this huge rally. You know, for the this huge rally, and what happens is that they say it's like the Nazi rally, you know, in Madison Square Garden. Why have we stooped to this level? And I think I can ask that question, but you know what? Hussein asked that question. How did we become so horrible? Well, it's because of his rhetoric. He started it all.
Yeah.
And it's just snowballed from there. They're setting fires in Portland, Vancouver, Arizona. They set fires in the ballot drop-off boxes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Who in the world would ever think of that? Postal Service people throwing things away? I mean, I don't understand it. But that's our election system. That's what's going on right now. So, well, let's take a commercial. We'll come back and wrap this session up.
Okay.
When your event is catered by Bobby's Country Cooking, it's like coming home to eat. And Bobby's makes it easy. 224-9500 for the best home-style catering available with desserts to die for. The food you love for your next gathering. Bobby's Country Cooking, Little Rock.
Okay, folks, we're back and we're going to wrap this podcast up. It looks as if we're Arkansas time, we're at about 11:05, and we've been watching all the numbers and everything. And by the polls that I'm looking at here on Newsmax, they have Trump at 247 and Harris at 213. And so it looks like President Trump is actually going to be our president.
Looks like it. It's just a few states haven't called, you know, but Wisconsin, Michigan, he's up, and Michigan, he's up.
He's leading in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, he's up.
He's up in Arizona.
So, I mean, you know, and what is that? Let's see, Georgia, he's up. Of course, this is Google. Google hasn't updated or called it. I think Newsmax has.
Well, and I saw on X that Pennsylvania wanted to stop the counting, but
figures.
The RNC jumped in and said, "No, you're not going to do that."
Well,
you're
when they stop, or they said, "Well, we're going to stop counting tonight." You know, then they leave the three or four people in there at night.
Yeah,
and oh, we'll finish it up, and they won't have to come in tomorrow. And oh yeah, we found all these votes, you know, just came in on the bus.
Yeah, right.
We added those in there, and guess what?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's going to be some folks that are probably going to have to eat their words and live up to what they said they were going to do if Trump wins. I remember Lady Gaga said she's going to move to Canada, so she's going to buy a one-way ticket. So
good.
Lady Gaga, go ahead, and I call her Lady Ick. Go ahead and buy your trip to Canada. Taylor Swift said she's going to move to Europe. Well,
that's fine.
I'm sure I'm going to miss you.
Yeah.
Rob Reiner, you know, Meathead.
Yes.
He said that he would put him, he would catch himself on fire if Trump won.
I'm running the camera.
Well, I'm buying the gallon of gasoline, so I'll douse him down. Yeah, there you go. Bette Midler says she's going to drink some Drano. So, well, you know, have at it.
I thought she does that.
She possibly does. You know, when Randy and I started this podcast, we really didn't have any real focus of just absolutely what we wanted to do. We just wanted to have a podcast and have fun.
Just
and
two
do
old
it.
Farts just complaining and ratting and raving on Wednesday night at dinner.
There you go. That's what we're doing. And you know, we're gonna do another show. We actually have a really good show coming up. The next show still is going to be about politics, and then we're going to take a kind of a different route, you know, if you will. But I still feel like that we've made some real inroads here, Randy, and we have a lot of followers that appreciate what we've been doing. And I really want to stay targeted to some degree, not all about politics, mm-hmm. but now the election is winding down and we're getting past things. I want to stay on target, at least on a segment or so of our podcast, with some of our politicians.
Right.
I want to really take a look at the accountability of things. I want to push for transparency. You know, honestly, I'd like to start talking to people here in Arkansas about what does it take to get term limits in Arkansas. I'd like to have term limits here in Little Rock. There's just no need in us having people that's been in office for 32 years
right.
as an official here in Little Rock.
Yeah.
There's no need in it.
Right.
There's no need in us having career politicians statewide. I'd love to see us, obviously, that's my drum that I keep beating is term limits, and I want to see that. So I've got to go out and start meeting with some politicians and figure out, who can author these bills? How do you get a bill sent, pushed through, and get these things in place?
Mm-hmm.
So I really would like to see that accountability, that transparency, and really have an agenda for us, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And just not to get on here and spew and rant and rave about stuff, but I think that we really can help target and keep our representatives accountable to us.
Right.
And demand some transparency.
Well, I think maybe we can have them on the show after all this is over and yeah. see if they would come on.
Yeah.
I know we are going to have some more guests on. There are a lot of guests and people we could have on this show and could tell stories, which you're going to see Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and stuff like that. So, and just, you know, make sure. And one thing I wanted to say is, you know, we had a lot of guests and people over tonight at the party, and some of them just found out that we were on YouTube. They were been listening to us, so you know, if you're listening to us, great. That's great. But if you want to see the show and see us and see what we look like, it's, you know, we'll tune into YouTube as long as they'll keep us on.
Yeah, and Rumble.
Yeah, Rumble.
Honestly, you know, we're getting some traction already on Rumble as our webmaster Nathan was putting things on there and populating it all. The shows were being seen, and on X we have video.
Right.
And they're being watched quite a bit, you know. So just being a new podcast, I feel pretty comfortable. You know, we're not one of the big shots yet, but you know what? It takes time to get your name out there.
It does. It does. It takes time. It takes people to the audience to like and follow and subscribe and the word to get out and all the stuff to happen. But we're doing our part and our steps to do that. And enjoying it while we're doing it.
Well,
that's the main thing.
It's kind of like I mentioned to you here the other day when I was talking to my mechanic, you know, and he went home and started watching us on YouTube, and he called three or four or five of his friends and said, "Hey, you need to subscribe and start listening to this."
Right.
And they did. Mm-hmm. We picked up like five followers, you know, just boom.
Yeah.
So get your friends and family and get out there and like us and start tuning in and supporting us, if you will.
Uh-huh.
I think I would close this thing with one thing, and that is, Randy, it's not over for Donald Trump.
No. Uh-uh.
I hope and I pray for his safety.
Right.
Because now if this election does go, and we'll know in the morning, maybe, I guess, maybe, if he pulled it off. But here's what I can say. They tried to kill him twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I am absolutely terrified that they'll try to kill him before he takes the oath of office. Mm-hmm. And that sounds horrible to say in America.
Yeah.
But I'm just so afraid that it's really true.
They better guard him.
I would guard him. I would be under lock and key. I would do everything. And then the other thing that I hope he does is, if he is elected, I hope that he hits the ground running, because he's got 4 years to turn America around. And what's really sad is I'm sitting here looking at my computer screen right now. 60 million people voted for him, but Kami Lala has 56 million.
Yeah.
Why in the world 56 million people in America would vote for someone that couldn't even run a small business, let alone a country?
Well, the only thing I could say to that is the country's divided.
It really is. It really is. We need healing. We need, we certainly need a good dose of patriotism. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, hey, folks, we're pleased we didn't get everything that we voted for in the election. We've been looking at all the local results and all the things. But the biggest thing that we certainly wanted to see was Donald Trump come back into the office. And I think that we're going to get that.
I think so.
So, all right, folks.
Here it coming.
We're out of here. So be sure and tune in next week.
All right.
Have a great one.
We'll see you later.
Tomorrow starts the same.